period was so named because of Victorious Washakie, chief of the Shoshones, displayed a Crow Indian's heart on his lands at the war dance after the battle. The major portion of the battle was fought near the Black Mountain, several miles to the north. All right. According to the Crow version, an incident, not a battle, took place about 50 miles to the north of us here, downstream from where we are, along the banks of the Big Wind River. According to the Crow version, a small band of Crow Indians had come this way to visit the Shoshone people. Historically, the Shoshone and Crow Indians were always on friendly terms. They never waged any full-scale warfare. On this occasion, a small band came south to visit the Shoshone Indians, which they have often done so in the past. And as they were approaching the Wind River Valley, the Crow men were out hunting antelope. And only the men, women, children, and old folks were in the march towards the river. They saw the Shoshone camp near the river, and they approached it, and as a custom, the Shoshone warriors came out to greet them by staging a sham battle. They would kind of pretend like they were going to attack it. They mill around it, then they escort them to the camp. Well, on this occasion, they did that. Then again, they did another one. This time, it got furious, and shots were shot. And pretty soon, the Crows were surrounded, and sort of a battle took place, even though there were no warriors on the Crow side. And the women and the old folks scattered every which way. They left their equipment, their teepee poles that they brought along the river and took off. And one story was told that a young lady, early teenager, about 12, 13, and her brother, about 6 years of age, seven, were separated from the other people, and they were being pursued by some warriors. So they stopped quickly, and the girl, who was riding a good horse, fast horse, put her young brother on the fast horse and told him to go and eventually look for some people and find them and go back home. Well, the young lady was captured. Well, years later, it was discovered that the young lady was captured by one of Chief Washakie's sons. Several years later, this son was killed by the Sioux in a battle near Casper, Wyoming. So the old chief himself married the widow of his son. And out of that marriage was born Charlie Washakie. Now this Charlie Washakie mother was a Crow Indian. And the boy, her brother who got away, was known as Rises Up. And he was the father of my grandfather, Yellowtail. So Charlie Washakie and my mother were, my grandfather were cousins. So that's why Charlie Washakie and his relatives always go to visit the Crow Indians, and my mother, Bob Yellowtail, Tom Yellowtail, and the others would come to visit Charlie Washakie. Now, this battle thing that took place down below here, 15 miles from here, about 20 years ago, 30 years ago, I saw where it took place. An old Shoshone Indian took me to the site, and the teepee poles were still there. They're, of course, they're rotted, but you could see where the marks were. And that's near a little town, about 15 miles from here. So we'll stop there and look around a little bit. But that's a story, the Crow story here, far different from this big battle for the supremacy of the hunting grounds around here. The Crows themselves and the Shoshone people themselves never acknowledge any real battle between the two. All right.
What did Washakie tell you about this?
Well, often the chief would be asked about the fight up on top of that hill. But he would deny it. He would deny fighting a Crow chief up there, much less eating his heart. So it's somebody's imagination that resulted in this sign here.
Did you ever talk to Washakie about that, Joe?
Not Charlie. No, Charlie was kind of a quiet man. He was not a storyteller, but I got this story from Herman Sinclair about 30 years ago.
Okay, good. Thank you.